Hello, this is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and more. Sometimes these broadcasts have a theme, sometimes I improvise. So light up the lava lamp, come on a musical journey as we dig deep into the Thrift Shop archives. Thank you. The Jerry Farber Quartet featuring Stephanie Pettis with Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. And unfortunately, Bill Withers is gone. He's a great, great loss for the music world, and he's just one of the myriad of people that we've lost during this terrible COVID-19 pandemic. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm celebrating 22 years on the airwaves here at WSCS, your local classical non-commercial radio station. And coming up on the Radio Thrift Shop, I'll have a featured album by Cal Jader. Please stay tuned for that. Over the next couple of months, we're going to be definitely delving into featured albums by jazz vibraphonist Cal Jader. However, we're going to launch this next set with Herb Geller featuring Mark Murphy and Space a la Mode.
Thank you.
Ron Farella with the tune Crystals. And before that, we heard Herb Geller featuring Mark Murphy and Space a la Mode from the Rhyme and Reason LP, released back in 1975 on the Discover record label. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we crate digging through the past century of recorded sound. I'm going to have a featured album featuring Cal Chater in just a moment, so please stay tuned. That's kind of old school. Stay tuned. It's homegrown, homemade radio for the rest of us.
Exploring science in the sea. A fish known as the halfbeak looks like it's about ready to do some knitting, have a sword fight, or give somebody an injection. That's because its lower jaw resembles a needle. It's long, thin, and pointed. But the halfbeak doesn't appear to use it to jab anything at all. There are about 70 species of halfbeaks. They're found in the open ocean or in coastal waters around the world. Most are no more than a few inches long, with sleek, silvery bodies. They live near the surface, so they're darker on top than the bottom, a bit of camouflage from both predators and prey. Their most prominent feature is the lower jaw. It can account for about a quarter of the halfbeak's length, and it usually has a red or orange tip. Halfbeaks don't seem to use the jaw as a weapon, though, and the jaw is fixed in position. It doesn't swing open like the short upper jaw does. Studies have suggested that it's lined with sensors to help the fish detect prey. Not surprisingly, halfbeaks are related to needlefish, which have sharp lower and upper jaws. And they're also related to flying fish. In fact, some species of halfbeaks can fly on their own. They don't travel as far as flying fish, and they're not as graceful, but they can extend the fins on the sides of their bodies to act like wings. And they twist their back ends so the fins on the top and bottom of the body are parallel to the surface. That provides stability, like the tail of an airplane, helping the half-beak glide above the water. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is DJ Frederick. Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. For the next few weeks and possibly months, I'll be featuring albums by Cal Jader. Now, Colleen Radcliffe Jader was born on July 16th, 1925. And Jader was accomplished on the drums, bongos, congas, timpani, and piano, but he played vibraphone. But he primarily played the vibraphone. He's often linked to the development of Latin rock and acid jazz music. Now, Jader started recording in the late 1940s and was prominent with the Dave Brubeck Group. And his first album released as a band leader was the Cal Jader Trio, released on Fantasy Records in 1951. And I believe he released some of the music on 78 before it was released on a 10-inch vinyl EP. So the featured album on this edition of the Thrift Shop is the Cal Jader Trio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Five tunes from the featured album for today here on the Radio Thrift Shop. That was Cal Chater with the Cal Chater Trio from 1951. We heard from the beginning Chopsticks Mambo, Ivy, Lullaby of the Leaves, These Foolish Things, and Vibra Tharp. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and if you've missed any of these programs, they are all archived on radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all, .net.
This is Bird Note. How is it that seabirds have no problem drinking seawater? The salt they take in is absorbed and moves through their bloodstream into a pair of salt glands above their eyes. The densely salty fluid that results is excreted from the nostrils and runs down grooves in the bill. Watch a gull at the coast, and you will see drops of this liquid appear on the tip of its bill. As the drop gets larger, the bird shakes its head to send the salt back to the ocean. A seabird's skull has a pair of grooves for the salt glands right over the eyes. These grooves are especially large in penguins, loons, albatrosses, gulls, and puffins, but other marine birds have them too. But don't confuse drinking with bathing. Some coastal birds prefer to bathe in fresh water and will stop at a river mouth or fly inland to a lake to take their daily bath. They seem to relish the fresh water, but they're quite able to drink from the sea. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Support for Bird Note comes from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, offering its newest online course, The Joy of Birdwatching. Learn more at academy.allaboutbirds.org.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Call someone a Luddite today and you'll likely receive a sour look. The term has evolved into meaning someone who is against modern ways or modern technology. But the original Luddites were far more calculating in their rejection of the industrialization that was destroying their way of life. They emerged in Nottingham, England, curiously the same district famous for another champion of the poor, Robin Hood. The Luddite movement was a reaction by mill workers of the Manchester-Leeds industrial region of England to the coming of steam-powered machinery. That machinery replaced their skilled labor and left them jobless and hungry. According to legend, the mythical figure of Ned Ludd was a simple-minded boy who accidentally broke a frame or one of the looms that they wove with. Others who broke frames deliberately might cover it up by claiming that they were as clumsy as a Ludd. But Ned Ludd was also said to be a general on whose orders workers would demand that factory owners shut down steam-powered machinery or the frames would be broken. The Luddite movement was adamantly non-violent, although they did destroy property. It reached its height in the spring of 1812. By February 27, 1812, Lord Byron himself spoke to the House of Lords on the Luddite riots, and he called for a peaceful resolution to the Luddites' complaints, but it was not to be. In June of 1812, some 38 weavers were charged with administering oaths to weavers and pledging them to destroy steam looms, and they were accused of attending a seditious meeting. At their subsequent trial, all 38 were actually acquitted, but later that summer, 8 men in Lancashire were sentenced to death. 15 more were executed at York. While there were occasional outbreaks of violence afterwards, by 1817, the Luddite movement had been thoroughly crushed and had ceased all activity in Great Britain. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
You're listening to the smooth sounds of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Thank you.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Go to see.
James and the Shondells, Crystal Blue Persuasion from 1969. And before that, Ubaldo B. with a guitar arrangement of Wintergarten's Marble Machine Song. This is DJ Frederick, and that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. on WSCS and online at classicalwscs.org. You can find all of these non-commercial shows archived on radioforall.net, including the shortwave show Free Radio Skybird, which is broadcast on shortwave frequencies in Europe, and Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience.